For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team opens up the season this weekend in hosting St. Cloud State, joined by Captain Adam Brady out of Delhi, Ontario. What's it like season opening week emotionally? Do you get a whole lot of sleep? Do you have a hard time not thinking about the opening puck drop? Or, I mean, what's it like?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while here. It's definitely exciting. We've been off for a while, so when you're competing, it's your teammates in practice, it gets old after a while. So we're ready to get out there and play some games.
Nobody ever wants their season to end because that means you got beat in the playoffs. The season is such a grind. Once you finally do get a little downtime, how long does it take before you're ready to get back out there?
After the season, I think it's usually, a week or two. You got some bumps and bruises and, maybe an injury or two to kind of attain to. But usually after a week or two, you start getting back in the gym, getting back after it. Since, the game's it's getting so fast, you got to be in tip-top shape. So it's important.
And if you got to be in the gym right away, you might as well be playing right away, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we get so anxious. I mean, especially once all the guys get back in August and we're in school, it's... We just want to get out there and play some games, so we can't wait.
You were an alternate captain last year, captain with Tommy Muck this year. For those that haven't played the sport, what does it mean to have a letter on that jersey?
It's a huge honor. When your teammates recognize you as a leader, it's something that's really special, and I think you just try to elevate your game as much as you can and try to be, the influence in the locker room, on the ice, and just... kind of do all the little things right with, the little details and all that stuff, just to, be a team guy first and do whatever it takes to win.
Preseason polls came out by the coaches and by us in the media. Third by the coaches, fifth by the media. Does it matter once the puck drops here Friday night?
No, I think, you can look at them however you want, but I mean, at the end of the day, you just gotta bring it every night, and it starts this weekend. So we just gotta take it one game at a time, and we're not too worried about those polls.
St. Cloud State, though, is a highly ranked team. They were ranked number one for most of last year until it counts the most. Do you approach a weekend any differently if there's numbers in front of the name of the team that you're playing that particular week?
No, I think our preparation's the same every weekend. I think we when it's early in the season, you're just trying to get everyone on the same page, and you're not going to be able to, completely go over every single thing in, the week or two that we've had with the coaches. So, I think that, it's important to just play our game, and that's how we're going to win our hockey games, is playing Beaver hockey. And, worrying about the opposition, it isn't going to help us a whole lot. I think that, it just comes down to us playing a full 60 minutes.
The season hasn't even officially started, and I'm going to ask you about something for next year already. Because once the season does start, it does fly by. What do you think you're going to miss the most about playing Division I college hockey?
Ooh, probably the guys, especially Hampus and Tommy and Aaron. We've been together for, it'll be 4 years, so you grow such a special bond with these guys, and you go to class with them and you live with them, and you're on the road with them, and you get sick of them at some points, but you're around them all the time, and they're your best buddies. So gonna miss them for sure.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot.